For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. John Kelly's job as White House Chief of Staff only lasted 16 months, even though he once said he expected to keep it through the 2020 presidential election campaign.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
President Trump calls Kelly a great guy. He says he will announce Kelly's replacement, who may be on an interim basis, in the next few days. Sources are saying the vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is poised to replace Kelly. More departures could be imminent as Kelly's replacement works to build their own White House team. Kelly met with the president on Friday night to work out the terms of their split. Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his picks for attorney general and ambassador to the United Nations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Severe weather is hitting the U.S. with snow forecast for North Carolina and rainfall along the Gulf Coast. Spartanburg County, South Carolina Emergency Management Director Doug Bryson.
Stay off the roads as much as you can because that'll help keep things clear for the road crews.
Meteorologist Eric Van Dam.
Radar estimates call for over 8 inches of rain so far out of the system across eastern sections of Texas. In fact, Houston, Galveston have also had 24-hour rainfall records.
The Justice Department says President Trump directed illegal payments to buy the silence of two women whose claims of extramarital affairs threatened his campaign. The allegations are the first time the government has connected Mr. Trump to what it says are criminal campaign finance violations. Prosecutors say ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen arranged the payments to the women at the direction of his boss. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
The figures from the Labor Department for November show the economy creating 155,000 jobs. That's below the 190,000 new jobs most economists were expecting. The department also says the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, the average wage for American workers rising slightly again to this time $27.35 an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 26-year-old man has been charged with the murder of British backpacker Grace Mullane in New Zealand. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Mullane was on a planned year-long trip abroad that began in Peru. She arrived in New Zealand last month and was last seen on the night of December 1st, entering a central Auckland hotel with a suspect. Police said they brought that man into the central Auckland police station for questioning. Scott Beard, Detective Inspector of New Zealand Police, says they still don't know where Grace is.
We have identified and secured a vehicle of interest, and we are now making inquiries to find out exactly where that vehicle has been. We released images of Grace's watch and necklace. Her passport is also missing.
Mullane's father, millionaire English property developer David Mullane, traveled from Britain to New Zealand earlier in the week. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.